back-to-back nights in this complex is ridiculous. I mean, these fans out here are diehard through and through.
Monday night, we had the most energetic crowd, and I couldn't help but think it was because the Royals had just clinched. And that energy kind of flowed over into our game. And then the energy of us just whooping up on the Patriots just kind of flowed over into last night, because that crowd last night was something else. So I couldn't help but think that we were kind of bouncing off of each other.
If they could have sold Arrowhead out for the Royals game, I bet you they would have done it. They were down by 4 runs in the 8th inning and not a soul left, because they knew they were going to come back and win.
It's crazy. Literally been waiting my whole life to see him win a playoff game. So it was my birthday yesterday. Me and my dad went and watched the game. And that was a great way to win.
It's been crazy. You know, everyone's so excited about us, but we're so excited about the Royals as well. You know,
it's been a long time coming since the Royals got it. So congrats to them. I mean, it's just been a big week for both.
You know, what I saw was a bunch of guys coming together as one, coming together as a team, and fighting for one goal, and that is to move on, to win and move on.
You cannot, get involved in all this, you know, being supportive of the Royals. So it's been a blast just to be a part of all this.
It's awesome having, so much energy in the city, you know, after Monday night, and then Tuesday night is, you know, an energetic 2 days of Kansas City sports. So. You feel that energy and you just take all that, you know, success that's happening and you just try to capture it and keep rolling with it.
No, I mean, it's all positive vibes. I mean, and it's a lot of fun right now.
Sunday night, there's going to be a game. We're going to be on the plane. So as soon as we land, I'll be checking my phone real quick, you know, but go Royals.
Let's go Royals.
Let's go Royals.